prevent just this?
Well, you'd have to talk with Wicomico County Detention Center about their protocols for transporting prisoners. And really, the hospital here, Perkins, was not involved in this at all, except for the fact that it happened to occur on their parking lot. But they hadn't even been notified of his that he was here yet. So that really is a question for the detention center in Wicomico.
What property did this transfer take place?
A parking lot on the grounds, but further back onto the grounds.
Could you clarify what you said about the cuffs and waist chain, where those were found, or were they found?
We found both handcuffs and a waist chain on the location where the van was parked. So I can't describe exactly where each of those items were found, whether inside the van or on the ground just outside of the van, but in very close proximity to the van in the parking lot.
I just wanted to clarify two things. The other thing is, a citizen said he saw a white van going through one of the parking lots, and then he saw a prisoner jump out and run into the woods that would not have been on this property.
I do know that as he ran through the woods, I guess there were guards that were chasing him, and there may have been people who could see. Now, we're not in a residential area, as you've probably seen. We're in a very industrial area. The closest residential area is about a mile and a half away. I know that the story's been reported all morning, so we don't have indication that someone saw him firsthand.
Just to clarify, the prisoner seems to have gotten out of cuffs and waistband before escaping.
Yes.
And did he ever drive the van? Was he ever driving the van?
No.
So, Sherry, if there have been no sightings of him here by the search team, and you found what you think are some clothes of his in the woods, what happens now? Do you just keep searching here? Do you pass it off to other jurisdictions? Do you bring other jurisdictions in?
So a search like this happens 1 hour at a time. Just before I came out, we had expanded the grid in terms of the search area. So we aren't really looking 10 hours or 12 hours or 24 hours in advance about what our plan will be, because we certainly hope to have him in custody by then. So each hour or so we're evaluating, or sooner if necessary, if we need to change strategies in the search.
So how big is the search area at the moment?
Well, it's to the county line at 175 all the way down. Okay. So if you look at a map, I could show you a map when we conclude and sort of indicate to you how wide the area is. Well, just from the photograph, you can see that he's got some facial tattoos.
I've read online that maybe he had, this was not confirmed by any stretch, tattoo on his neck.
That I don't know.
All you're aware of, like the teardrop.
Yes.
Tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is there any information as to whether he was related to a gang?
I really don't have information about his Delaware charges or the charges that he's facing in Wicomico County, because they were placed by another agency. What I can tell you is that our focus is on this search, the escape, and locating him.
Have there been any other escapes in recent times from this facility or any others in the area?
Not at all. No. And again, I want to clarify that the escape was not from this facility. It happened at this address, but he was not in the custody of Clifton T. Perkins at the time that this occurred. He was in custody of Wicomico County Detention Center employees, and he had not made his way into the facility yet. So really, Perkins' only involvement is that they happened to be unlucky enough that this occurred on their parking lot.
So why would